Welcome to another edition of Wealth Building Ideas from Richardson Financial. Today, we'll discuss the topic of investment strategies involving areas around the Indian Ocean. Americans conveniently focus on the oceans that border our east and west coasts, the Atlantic and the Pacific. We rarely consider the importance of the world's other great body of water, the Indian Ocean, which is a key connector for many of the emerging markets that make up that region. Both on its perimeter and over its waters, the Indian Ocean is a very busy place. Several of the Indian Ocean's small island nations are seeing their own mini booms, fueled by a combination of Chinese strategic interest, Africa's economic development, and major potential for tourism. Madagascar has some offshore oil blocks, but development has been hampered by ongoing political uncertainty. The island also features some of the world's greatest biodiversity. After 26 years of civil war, Sri Lanka has returned to life and is fast establishing itself as a prime tourist destination with a record 654,000 visitors in 2010. Mauritius is a stable democracy that is increasingly finding favor with Asian investors who see the island as a staging ground for expansion into Africa. Home to a sophisticated financial services sector, Mauritius is the offshore hub for many Indian companies and for Asian companies operating in Africa. China is busily developing access to ports and airfields from its coast all the way to Port Sudan to better secure its trade routes. China has invested an estimated $200 million to upgrade Pakistan's port of Gwadar, which appears to be developing a military base in the Seychelles, and has secured a future fueling base at Hambantota in the southern tip of Sri Lanka. International investors shun Myanmar, formerly Burma, for decades because of political instability there and partly because of the sanctions various nations imposed against its human rights-abusing military junta. But Myanmar's leaders shifted course in January 2012, just a few months ago, releasing some 650 political prisoners, and the United States has restored diplomatic relations. With an abundance of natural resources, this is a country to watch. Myanmar has natural gas reserves estimated to be the world's 10th largest. The Indian Ocean's East African littoral zone is in the early stages of an energy boom, and according to research, seismic data suggests that there are massive offshore oil and gas deposits along East Africa's coastline, centered largely on a fault line running from war-ravaged Somalia south to Madagascar. With estimated gas reserves of 40 trillion cubic feet, Tanzania and Mozambique are anticipating major exploration, while Pan-African Energy, which is a subsidiary of Orca Exploration listed in Toronto, is drilling off the Tanzania coast. In Mozambique, the largest operator is Anadarko Petroleum, which holds stakes there and in Kenya of over 13,000 acres. Italian multinational Eni is in the area, and the China National Offshore Oil Corporation and all the U.S. majors are watchfully eyeing this region. On the other hand, while the Indian Ocean shows enormous economic potential, it is not without problems, namely Somali pirates. NATO has deployed a maritime task force to protect shipping from pirate attacks, but the threat remains largely unchecked. I'll close here. I'll hope you found some value in listening to this podcast. Please visit me at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact my office at 210-317-3118. Let's plan a private meeting where we can discuss your particular investment situation.